Tales of the Elf Storekeeper, written by Vladimir Mraz, read by David Livingstone. A word from the author. How I came up with Tales of the Elf Storekeeper. Hey kids, I present to you the Tales of the Elf Storekeeper that you can listen to with your parents, your grandma and grandpa, and even your great-grandma and great-grandpa on this podcast. But I have to admit, I had a bit of help. I often wander and wonder in a department store. It's not true that only girls do it when they're in a bad mood. Boys do too. And this time, I went to the book section with my heart set on a nice new book. But the whole way there, I had this strange feeling that someone was watching me. Maybe I was just imagining it, you know? Well, I picked up one of those fairy tales that we all love and suddenly, poof! A little elf is standing in front of me, in a little green shirt, funny little boots, and a little red cap. He placed his fingers on my lips so that I wouldn't scream, because he just wanted to ask me something. "Sir, are you a writer?" "No, no," I replied. "I direct children's TV shows like Tiburjo or Dragons in a Pot." "I've been watching your shows here for ages," said the elf. "I wonder if you could help me," he asked. "Me?" I replied, a little surprised. "How could I possibly help a sprite? And anyway, how come an elf is living in a department store? Don't you belong in the rocks, or at least in the forest?" "We had to move," replied the elf sadly. "There are too many tourists everywhere, and elves don't like a lot of noise or a lot of traffic." I found this a little funny. "Isn't the department store very busy?" "We don't normally come out during the day," replied the elf. "We only come out when the visitors leave, and I have a lot of friends here. All the things in the store come to life at night and take on a life of their own." "That's amazing," I replied quite honestly. "And what are you doing here?" "I can tell you about it," the elf huffed impatiently, "but I would also need something." "Of course," I said. "What can I help with?" "The air conditioning," replied the elf flatly, "is causing us trouble. Even elves really can't deal with that. Can you report it? Obviously I can't, can I?" So now, whenever I go down to the department store, I hear so many fantastic tales from the elf, who knows them better than anyone. Well, now you can listen to them too on this channel, in this book. And finally, a little secret. I go there all the time. So girls and boys, I present to you the Tales of the Elf Storekeeper. I hope you enjoy them. Tales of the Elf Shopkeeper was brought to you by QQ Studio Publishing House. More information at www.qq.cz.